Just a few halachot in the laws of tefillin. The question was asked in the halacha, according to those people that are careful to wear two pairs of tefillin. They wear tefillin rashi, and then later on in the tefillah, they change over to put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. So we said in previous halachot that of course we know we make a beracha, laniach tefillin on rashi, tefillin, and under Rabbeinu Tam tefillin we do not make a beracha. Actually, it's proper that the beracha that you make under rashi, you have kavanah that that will cover the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. But there is no beracha on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. So the question was asked in halacha like this. A fellow, by mistake, he took his hand in his kuracha, and he took out Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, not realizing it. He thought they were rashi. He put them on, and he made a beracha. And now after he makes the beracha, he realizes that he made the beracha on tefillin of rashi. I'm sorry, he made the beracha on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. So now, when he puts on his tefillin of rashi, does he have to make a beracha or not? That's the question. Or do you say, well, he made the beracha on Rabbeinu Tam already, so let him put on his rashi without a beracha. So actually this question was asked by Harav Ben Ishai in Parashat Vayera, Ot Chav Dalet, where the Ben Ishai writes like this: Mi shedarko laniach tefillin shel rashi v'shel Rabbeinu Tam b'ze achar ze. Right? Not like according to those that wear them together. We're talking about somebody that they wear them separately. ובטעות לקח תחילה תפילין של רבנו תם בחושבו שהוא תפילין של רשי. He took it to רבנו תם, thinking they were רשי. ובירך עליו להניח תפילין, he made the ברכה. ושוב אחר כך הרגיש בטעותו. And then he realized he made a mistake. So he says, כאשר יבוא להניח תפילין של רשי, צריך לעזור וברך עליהם. You have to make another ברכה on the רשי. Why? שלהפסיק בקניית שמה ותפילה בין הברכה הראשונה להנחת התפילין לרשי. The Ben Ishai is understanding because there's a הפסק. We're talking about a guy that put on his Rabbeinu Tam. He prayed שמה, he prayed the עמידה, then he realized his mistake. So since there's a הפסק of דיבור between the תפילין of Rabbeinu Tam and the תפילין of רשי, so that ברכה cannot go on רשי anymore because now you made a הפסק in between, you prayed. Therefore when you take off your Rabbeinu Tam, you put on your rashi, you have to make another ברכה להניח תפילין. And that's actually the opinion of Rav Hida in his Sefer Shut Haim Sha'al at the end of Siman Aleph Od Dalet. So now the question is asked, let's say he remembered immediately, which means he put on his Rabbeinu Tam with the Beracha and says, huh? I have the wrong ones on. He didn't make him sick. Is it permissible to take them off immediately and put on Rashi relying on that original beracha, which is a sevara of the Ben Ishai is only why? Because you made hifsek b'dibur. You prayed in between. But I didn't pray in between. I just took on my tefillin, should have been with them, and immediately I put on that she cannot rely on that original beracha. So, Chama Vadya, in Halichot Olam Chelek Aleph, on Daf, Chafei writes the following. First of all, he agrees with the Ben Ishai's case. But then he brings an additional case. Umikol makom, actually on Daf Chafav, אם הרגיש בטעותו מיד לאחר שסיים הנחת תפילין של רבנו תם ולא הפסיק בדיבור כלל, ידעים איך אני הפסק עם דיבור, לא יברך על הנחת תפילין של רשי, שיש אומרים שאין עשיית מעשה בין הברכה לבין תחילת עשיית המזל נחשד להפסק בספק ברכות להקל. הקאמר יאב brings opinions that say even though you had הפסק because bottom line, I put on the ברותם and I took it off. So that taking it off is putting it on and taking it off is a hefsek between the beracha and rashi. But someone would say, since it wasn't a verbal hefsek, it's only an action that I did in between the beracha and the putting on the rashi, someone would say it's okay, and therefore la halacha, safek berachot lakel, and you not make another beracha. So it comes out, there's two cases. If you said shema and amida after Rabbeinu Tam you put on, then you have to make a new beracha and the rashi. But if you didn't make any hefsek, you just put on the Rabbeinu Tam and the beracha, you took them right over, put on Nashi, you can rely on that original beracha that you made on the Berutam to cover you, and you would not make another beracha on Tefillin of Nashi.